Let's head to Asia now. We're joined by our correspondent in Manila, Pia Linda Lilius. Pia, a public relations boss at a large Chinese tech company, well, is in a bit of hot water for comments aimed at her employees. Now, what did she say?
Well, yes, this is the PR boss of the leading Chinese web search engine Baidu. And she went on Douyin, China's version of TikTok, the other day, and she posted a series of videos where she was lambasting employees for what she saw as lacking commitment. And what she said, well, for instance, she lashed out against an employee who refused to go on a 50-day work trip during COVID. And she also bragged that she worked so much that she doesn't even know which grade her son is in. So that's the kind of commitment she is expecting from employees.
50 days, Pierre, 50 days.
Yeah, exactly. 50 days. I mean, how could he or she stay at home? Why didn't he want to do it? It's completely unfathomable. Xu Jing, as this PR boss is called, she has now accepted the criticism against this because obviously there's been a storm around this, a real big outcry. And she says that she will deeply reflect on the criticism of her posts. But very few believe that any change is afoot because many see the rants as yet another example of the notoriously harsh work-life balance in China's IT sector, potentially other sectors as well. But for instance, Alibaba's founder Jack Ma, he's previously called it a blessing for people to be part of the 996 culture. And do you know what the 996 culture is?
No, I'm picking it's a ratio of work to, you know, play. Or something similar.
Exactly. It's hopefully not what's going on at RNZ. It's working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week.
Sounds like absolute torture, Pierre. But sticking with business, there is a kind of, you know, an ongoing battle for technology dominance. We're talking about the microchip here between China and the U.S. Who's winning the race?
Well, according to a new study, the U.S. is doing really well. So it's a new report that came out on Wednesday by Boston Consulting Group and the Semiconductor Industry Association. And according to this study, by 2032, China will only produce 2% of the world's most advanced microchips. And in comparison, the U.S. will produce a whopping 28%. And this is a considerable jump, as the U.S. is not producing any of these microchips at the moment. But they're taking the help of South Korean and Taiwanese companies to do this. And right now, these companies are building plants on American soil, and they will produce these most advanced chips within just a few years. And this collaboration also seems to be saving the U.S. some serious money. So in the past 4 years, according to this study, China has spent almost 240 billion New Zealand dollars on boosting its semiconductor industry, whereas the U.S. has only merely spent $65 billion.
Why is a Hong Kong court trying to erase a song from the internet? What song are we talking about?
We're talking about the song Glory to Hong Kong, and this has become an anthem for the umbrella protest movement that originally blockaded city streets in 2014 to demand more democracy to the city-state. This is a song that was recorded in secret by an anonymous orchestra, and it includes the lines, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." And in recent years, this has really been a controversial song because it's been performed and played on many public occasions, including at sporting events. And to the great anger and embarrassment of the government, it has even mistakenly been played instead of China's national anthem, which is usually used when Hong Kong's national teams are competing. So according to the authorities, they have been trying for a long time to handle this situation. And last year, a court actually ruled that the song would not be banned. But now another court has revoked that decision, and they have judged that this song can be used as a weapon to incite people to violent protests. Obviously, the case has been closely followed as it might curtail the free flow of information in the city. And authorities have urged internet providers, content sharing platforms, and search engines such as Google to remove the song. It is still out there, though, so if you want to have a listen to Glory to Hong Kong, it is possible, and it will be possible to play it in Hong Kong going forward for educational purposes as well. But to do it with quote-unquote criminal intent will be unlawful.
Thank you, Pierre. That is Pierre Linda Lilius there, our Asia correspondent.